This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg scolded world leaders Monday at the United Nations summit calling for climate action. Margaret Bashir's reports from the UN.
16-year-old Greta Thunberg spoke emotionally about a crisis created by adults, but whose consequences will be borne by her generation.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Thunberg warned the more than 60 presidents and prime ministers gathered in the UN General Assembly Hall that the youth would not let them get away with this, and that change is coming whether they like it or not. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
U.S. President Donald Trump is due to address the General Assembly on Tuesday. A senior administration official said during the address, President Trump is expected to affirm America's leadership. However, a survey of former U.S. ambassadors and top-level national security officials from both Republican and Democratic administrations said they believe American influence on the world stage has declined during Trump's time in office, while the country's adversaries have grown stronger. The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are expected to feel the effects of Tropical Depression Karen on Tuesday. The National Weather Service warning that Karen could bring flash floods and mudslides to the islands starting Tuesday into Wednesday. Puerto Rico is still recovering from the devastation caused by Hurricane Maria some 2 years ago. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. An estimated 600,000 people are stranded at airports around the world, including several hundred travelers at Orlando International Airport in Florida Monday, after the British travel company Thomas Cook abruptly shut down without warning.
You know, we flew here last Sunday. Everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, we're getting text messages from back home saying, better watch out, you know, like, it's looking bad for Thomas Cook.
Certainly, when we checked in for our flight coming here, there was no concerns, and then it all just started up on Facebook and the British news outlets we were following on Facebook, and it all just started going, you know, pretty wrong the last few days, and it all just wasn't looking very likely at all that we were going to get home.
Thomas Cook's British customers are assured flights home because of the British government's state-run travel insurance. Thomas Cook ceased operations after the British government failed to approve a bailout and its creditors and investors rejected a $250 million emergency funding. Thomas Cook also blamed its problems on several factors, including the emergence of budget airlines. The families of 346 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes will receive nearly $145,000 from the airline company. Boeing set up a fund to compensate the families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The fund began taking applications for compensation Monday and will continue through the end of the year. The 737 MAX planes remain grounded. A U.S. Army soldier under arrest for sharing bomb-making instructions on social media. AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Prosecutors say Jared William Smith discussed a plan to kill far-left-leaning activists and suggested bombing a major news network, which was not identified. They say Smith also described how to build a cell phone-triggered bomb and that he was interested in going to Ukraine to fight with a paramilitary group. The 24-year-old Smith was stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An Associated Press photographer recovering after being struck by bullet fragments when shots rang out outside Haiti's Senate. A Senate security guard was also wounded. Eyewitnesses say a senator shot the victims as the Senate was readying to vote to confirm the prime minister-designate Fritz William Michel. The opposition is trying to block the formation of a new government as a way of pressuring President Jovenel Moise to leave office. They blame Moise for failure to address pervasive corruption and mismanagement of the economy. The vote to ratify Michel was canceled, the second failed attempt to approve the president's nominee after his approval by Haiti's lower house. For details on more news, join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
It's VOA.